honoring the unsung heroes of trauma care. Timely response saves lives.
Today we'll be speaking to Dr. A. Loebsche. He's a traumatologist at BuzaMed. We'll be speaking about post-traumatic stress disorder and mental health. So Dr. Andre, you are a specialist trauma surgeon. What does this discipline, trauma surgery, mean?
In 2008, the surgical subspecialty of trauma surgery was registered, and all the honors goes to Ken Bosser, who we call our father of trauma in South Africa. Trauma surgery is the specialty that takes the injured patient on his or her journey after a devastating physically traumatic event. This includes the pre-hospital with our very well-equipped and trained paramedics, the in-hospital for the resuscitation. And resuscitation is we examine and diagnose and treat the life-threatening injuries, followed by CT scanning and other X-ray examination. This is followed by admission and care of the patient in the intensive care unit and eventually present the patient for rehabilitation. So we as trauma surgeons take responsibility during this entire journey. I have to mention on this platform also that the importance of the correct management of concussion. We have a complete team and protocol managing the injury as post-concussion signs and symptoms are devastated. We also see an increase in young adults falling from horses.
Should the family be present while you resuscitate the injured patient?
Yeah, we try to involve the direct family in the resuscitation, especially when we expect the outcome is not going to be good. The social worker will take the family on a step-to-step explanation on why and what we are doing, and especially during interventions like a thoracotomy or a kind of an intervention. I find that the post-traumatic stress of the family members is often more serious and prolonged than that of the patient, especially parents of a pediatric patient.
All right, so what kind of transport is available for the injured patient?
We can transport patients by road or air. There are a few private ambulance services with well-equipped ambulances and very well-trained paramedics. There are one hospital, Rose Park, and a few other private ambulance services as response vehicles that ensure fast and effective response. There are two helicopter services, the Free State Department of Health, situated at Delanomi Hospital, and the private service situated in Kimberley, Rocket Helicopter Service. We also have a fixed-wing ambulance air or aerocare, and situated at the Bram Fischer Airport. We have to remember that it's often better to transfer the patient by road, as the red tape with air transfer might take some time, as the medical insurance are very strict with air transport.
Doctor, the BuzaMed group is this year focusing on mental health of both patient and caregiver. Can you maybe elaborate on this a bit?
Recently, we identified the importance of mental health of both patient, the family member, as well as the caregiver. So we have a protocol in place on the management and also the prevention of post-injury or post-resuscitation or post-ICU admission depression. And when one starts talking to the patient, one realizes the impact of the ICU and hospitalization on the patient. The medical team, that's the doctors and nurses and the cleaners and the admin staff and many other individuals, also suffer from stress. Working long hours, continuous concern about the sick patient or dealing with a demanding family member. So we have to identify the individual with sudden change in personality and refer such a person as soon as possible for psychological assessment.
That was Dr. Andre Loebsche, traumatologist and trauma surgeon at BuzaMed.
Honoring the unsung heroes of trauma care. Timely response saves lives. BuzaMed. Premium care. Personal touch.